We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Macholei Akum, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Ches. Ki Iso, Rav Nosson Zal says, it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus, Shehayayin hu nimshach mebechinas Yitzchok, that Yayin comes on a spiritual level. Yayin comes from the aspect of Yitzchok, Shehu bechinas Gvurois, which is associated with Gvura. Umishom achizas hayayin. That's where wine is plugged in. That's where yayin draws from. Yayin is red, we know, just like midas hagvura is red. And yayin is associated with malchus. You have the pasuk in Megillas Esther where it says, v'yein malchus rov kiyad hamelech. And they draw from Yitzchok. Yitzchok is usually referred to either as gvura or as bina. The word Yitzchok is bigematria 8 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, corresponding to the sphere of Bina, which is the 8th one going up from the bottom. Umebechinas Yitzchok yoinkim shnehem, Yaakov ve'esov. And Yaakov and Esov both draw from Yitzchok. Kumei shekosov, as it says, v'ele toildois Yitzchok, Yaakov ve'esov. The children of Yitzchok were Yaakov and Esav. Achshom b'shoroshoi b'b'chinas Yitzchok hu kuloi toiv ve'ein shom shum ra klal chas v'shom. However, at its source, at the place called Yitzchok, there the gvura, the midas hadin, is all good. There's nothing bad about it. It's only gvurais of kedusha and goodness. Ve'ikra toildos Yitzchok hurak Yaakov levad, and the main child, the main product of Yitzchok was Yaakov only, Yaakov Avinu only. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Hashem said to Avram Avinu, ki be Yitzchok yikorei lechozora, because from Yitzchok will come forth your children. And the Gemara darshins be Yitzchok veloy kol Yitzchok. Hashem was telling Avram Avinu, it could have said ki Yitzchok yikol chazar, Yitzchok will be your child. That's not what Hashem meant to say. Hashem meant to say from Yitzchok, meaning Yitzchok is going to have several children. From his children, there will be one that will be the chain, that will be the link from Avram to Yitzchok to Yaakov, to the Shvotim, to Klal Yisrael. Ki Iker Zera Yitzchok hu rak Yaakov levad, because the main child of Yitzchok Avinu is only, the main children of Yitzchok is only Yaakov. Ve'esov einoi nikro b'shem Zera Yitzchok Klal. Esov is not called a child of Yitzchok on a spiritual level whatsoever. Rak achar kamo hishtalshelus mishtalshel achizo lesitro deesov mishom ebchinas gvuros Yitzchok. It's just that after all kinds of spiraling down, that light of gvura that represents Yitzchok Avinu, when it spirals down, 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 down to this physical world, and it goes down into the place of the sitra achar, even there, it's associated with Esov. That's where Esav draws from the gevurois of Yitzchok. V'alkein hayayin shehu mishtalshel v'nechos bebechinas Yitzchok hu kolul mishnei bechinas anal. And it's for this reason that wine, which is also an extension of Yitzchok, has both characteristics, bechinas Yaakov ve'es, and it's kolul from both Yaakov and Esav. Exactly. V'alkein tzrichin li zoher b'shtias hayayin l'shtoisei b'kedusha g'doyla ma'oi. Therefore, when a Jew drinks wine, he has to be extremely careful to drink it with tremendous holiness. She'ye'oyla v'nichlal b'b'chinas Yaakov, so that the person's drinking of wine should plug into the aspect of Yaakov. L'oirer al yodoy ha'koil koil Yaakov, and thereby activate the koil koil Yaakov bebechinas yayin la roma kolo kanal, as we mentioned earlier, that wine raises the voice. Ki be'emes HaKoil HaZeh Hu Bechinas Koil Denofik Mishoifor. Because in reality, this koil that we're referring to is the koil that comes forth from the shofar. Bebechinas Horem Kashofar Koilecho. As the pasuk says, lift up your voice like the shofar. So the koil Yaakov is associated with the koil shofar. The shofar Zebechinas Yitzchok. And we know that the shofar is associated with Yitzchok. Bechinas shofar shel ayil. The shofar is from the ram, represents the horn of the ram, Eloi shel Yitzchok, the ram of Yitzchok Avinu. Umishom nimshach ze hakoil anal. And that's where this coil comes from. Vial kein al yidei hayayin shum bechinas Yitzchok, al yodoi nisoirer hakoil haze. And therefore, through wine, which is a bechina of Yitzchak Avinu, that activates this coil. Ki mishom nofik hakoil, because that's where the coil comes from. Bechinas coil denofik mishofar, the coil that comes forth from the shofar. Bechinas horem kashofar koilecho. Vayidei coil ze daiko yecholen lo yichiach. And if a person is zoicha to this coil, then they're able to give the proper kind of toichocha, the proper reprimand. Ki ayidei coil ze kol hamasim roim shumechichom aleim heimalim reach toiv, because by using this coil, when you're reprimanding, then all the averois that the person did that you're reprimanding, the averois will end up giving forth a good smell, a reach toiv, not a reach ra. Bebechinas nirdi nosan reichoi, as it says about the Jews with the golden calf, that when Moshe Rabbeinu reprimanded them, he was able to bring forth a sweet smell, a sweet aroma from them. Bechinas zedoinois nishapchen lezechuyois, and as the Gemara says, when a person does tshuva me'ava, the sins that they did bemezid, intentionally, get converted to merits, to mitzvahs, to zechuyois. Because this coil comes from the shofar, shehu bechinas bina almadosi. The shofar is associated with bina, which is associated with olam haba, because we know the physical world that we live in is guided by the number 7. 7 days in the week, 7 days of creation, 7 years in a Shemitah. When we talk about the number 8, we're going into Olam Haba. We're going above this world into Olam Haba, which is referred to as Bina. Sheshom hamtoka sadinim bishoroshom. And it's in Bina, when we want to be mamtik dinim, when we want to sweeten the midas hadin, we go up to the origin, to the source of din, and we're mamtik it over there, which is Bina. Vishom hu bechinas slichas avoinois. That's where the forgiveness of sins takes place. Bechinas yoim hakipurim. Hainu bechinas zedoinois nishapchen lezchuyois. This concept of being able to change sins into mitzvahs. Ki hu avoinois shem sitra de esov dino kashio de sitra achro shenechas mi dino kadisha shemishtal shemishom bechinas bino de mino dino misarim. Because the sins which are associated with Esav, which is referred to as the harsh din, the severe din of the Sitra Achra, which draws from the holy din that comes from Bina, which is the source of all din, Heim Nimtokim Bishoroshim. These sins are sweetened, these dinim are sweetened at their source, at Bina, at Yom Kippur, at the Shofar. Ki ein hadin nimtak ela b'sharoshoi, because this is a famous rule in Sifrei Kabbalah that you can't sweeten the din unless you go to the source of the din, which is bina. Haynu b'chinas bina, b'chinas yom kippurim, b'chinas shofar. Yom Kippur is also referred to as bina, because on Yom Kippur we conduct ourselves like we're in Olam Haba. We don't eat, we don't drink, we stay in shul all day, you know. It's not the usual, it's not standard conduct of this physical world. It's like we're malachim, you know, above. Shemishom nofik hakoil. That's the concept of Bina, Yom Kippur, the shofar from which the coil comes forth. V'alking, al yidei coil ze daiko, yecholin lohichiach. And it's for this reason that through this coil, the coil of the shofar, the coil of Yaakov Avinu, this coil that draws from Yitzchak, it draws from the Gvura of Kedusha, that's what enables us to give the proper reprimand. Because when a tzaddik, when a Jew is zoicha to that coil that comes from the shofar, which means it draws from Bina, Yom Kippur, Almodosi, from the source of all dinim, from the place where you're able to be mamtik all dinim, from the place where you're able to turn averos into zchuyos, Azai kishemoichichom, then when a person reprimands using that kind of coil, umoerer horeach shelamaisim roim shumoichichom aleim, and he activates the smell of the averois that he's reprimanding the person for, azai ein hamaisim roim malim reach rachas v'shon, then those averois don't give off a foul odor, rak adarabah, just the opposite, he malim reach toiv. They give forth a good smell. Bechinas nirdi nosan reichoi. The Gemara says it doesn't say ozav reichoi, it lost its good smell. It says nosan reichoi. It gave forth a good smell. Ki hazadoinois nishapchen lezechuyois. Because then the sins that the person did, but when the person is zoich, when you reprimand properly and you inspire and you motivate the person to do tshuva, what happens to those sins? Those sins get converted into perfume. They get converted into mitzvahs, into zechuyos. Bechinas hamtokas hadinim b'sharoshom. Just like the concept of sweetening the midas hadin by going to the shoyrish of the din. In this paragraph that we just learned, Rav Nosson Zal took the Kabbalistic concepts and the Hasidic concepts and he put them together. In other words, al pi kabbalah, we know that there's a concept of din. And din, there's din of Kedusha, and there's din of the Sitrachra. And the din of the Sitrachra is rooted in the Kedusha. It has to draw from the Kedusha also. So the source of Midas Hadin of Kedusha is Yitzchok Avinu, Yitzchok, whose name is Begimatria 8 times Yudke Vovke, showing that he's Bina. And Bina is the first concept of a left side. When we talk about the Midos of Hashem, when we talk about Hashem's light, Keser, by Keser, there's no right and left. There's only right. There's only oneness. When the light from Keser comes down, that's when it first comes to a right and a left. Chochmah on the right, Bina on the left. So Bina is the first display, the first concept of a left side within the framework of Kedusha. And it's brought that all din originates from Bina, because again, that's the first address on the left side. Below Bina, after Chochmah and Bina, you have Chesed and Gvura. Chesed is right below Chochmah. It's brought, this is why the word Chochmah is Begimatria 73, Chesed is 72. To show that connection, that on the map, Chesed is right beneath Chochmah, and it draws from Chochmah, which is on the left. Gvura is underneath Bina. And there's actually a pasuk in the Torah where it says, Ani Bina li Gvura. I am Bina, to me is Gvura. That connection over there. And okay, that's within the framework of Kedusha. But when this light goes down, it goes down to the Malchus. And when it drops further down, when Chas V'Shalom the Sitra Achra gets hold of the Malchus and pulls the light into its domain, into its area, then you suddenly have a concept of Gevura of Kedusha. You have a concept of Esav, who is able to draw on that light that comes from the left side. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us that the Sifrei Kabbalah always tells that if you want to correct that, if you want to be mamtik that, you have to go to the source. You have to go to Bina. You have to go to Yitzchak. You have to go to the Shofar. The Shofar reminds Hashem of the Akedas Yitzchak, the ram that was used to replace Yitzchak Avinu at the Akedah. So the Shofar and Yitzchak are both the same address. Now it's brought that the Midas Hadin, when we talk about Hashem's Midos, there are 10 Sfirois, 10 Midos of Hashem. And they're split basically into chasodim and gvurois, kindness and judgment. So there's a terminology that's used of the five chasodim and the five gvurois. The five letters in the Aleph Beis that are different when they come at the end of a word, they close a word. Menatzpach, we've mentioned this many times. Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pei, Chof are written a certain way when they're in the beginning of a word or in the middle of a word. When they come at the end of a word, when they close a word, they're written differently. And those five, because they represent closing, opening is a concept of chesed. Open your heart, open your hand. Closing is a concept of gevura, judgment. So these five letters that close, Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pei, Chof, are bigematria 280, par. And this is the term par that's found in many different words. The Arizal and the Zohar Kodesh speak about this, that this par is these five gevurois. The word shofar is split into two words. You have the par, which represents these five units of din, gvura. Shin vav is bigematria isha. The isha, we know, is the left side. When we talk about male and female is chesed, female is gvura. So the word shofar is isha and par. That's one version of it. I once heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, that the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the Shin Vav of Shofar, we know that on Rosh Hashanah, throughout Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we add certain things to the Shmon Esrei. One of the things we add is where we say, Mi Chomoicho Av Horachamim, Zoicher Yitzurov L'chaim Barachamim. Who is like you, our Father of Kindness, you know, who remembers His creations? These words, Av Horachamim, or some say, Av Horachamon, like we say in the Shmon Esrei during the year, in Shema Koleinu, Av Horachamon, Shema Koleinu, those two words, Av Horachamim or Av Horachamon, have the same gematria, because Yud Mem is like Nun. They are bigematria 306, which is that Shin Vav of Shofar. So that in the word Shofar, you have the Pei Reish, which represents Midas Hadin. You have the Shin Vav, which is Av Horachamon, which is the power that's sweetening the din. And again, this is what we're involved in on Rosh Hashanah throughout the month of Elul, and especially on Rosh Hashanah, and even the closure of Yom Kippur is done with the Shofar, because what we're involved in is this Hamtokas Hadinim. Now, in the word Kippur, Yom Kippur, you have that same thing. You have that par dinim. Okay. Just wanted to give that as a little additional insight into what's going on here. So Rav Nosson Zal showed us that when a Yid is Zoicha, that his coil is the coil of the Shofar, the coil of Yaakov Avinu, which draws from Yitzchak, which draws from the Shofar, then his coil connects to that source of Din, to the Bina, where all Hamtoka Sadinim is done. And his coil has the ability that when he approaches a person who has done many sins, and he wants to be Makar of that person by reprimanding him properly, so his coil connects with that power of Bina Yom Kippur. It does the Hamtoka Sadinim, and it changes the sins into mitzvahs. So instead of this person giving forth a bad odor, this person, this Baal Avera, it suddenly becomes Baal Tshuva, and he's giving off a very sweet odor. Paragraph test. V'ze b'chinas ma shekosav Rabbeinu Zal Shom b'mayim ranal shelo osid yiyeh ha-hanhogo al yidei hashgocho v'niflois v'yizbatel ha-teva. Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in the Torah Tiku Toichocho that this halach is based on, that in the future, when Mashiach comes, the world is not going to operate the way it's operating today with Teva. Then there's going to be Hashgacha, even though now also there's Hashgacha Prati, but then it's going to be multiplied. It's going to be maximized. It's going to be only Hashgacha and miracles. V'yizbatel HaTeva. And the Teva is going to be eliminated. The word hateva, the Arizal says, is begematria Elohim, which represents midas adin. When Hashem runs the world with teva, then Hashem is hidden. It seems as if the world is operating on autopilot. When Hashem says, give me that, give me the wheel, no more, he shuts off the autopilot switch, and he grabs the steering wheel, and he makes some quick moves, some quick turns, a right here, right left there, and he steers Klal Yisrael through all the difficulties, and he steers us straight to success and Yeshua and Hatzlacha without going through the standard roads. Like the guy on the highway is blocked up. There's a big, big backup 10 miles because there was a crash. Guy turns off, goes on the service road, floors the gas, and does the whole thing in 30 seconds. What other people are going to be there for 3 hours? That's this Hateva versus this Hashgacha, this Hanhaga of miracles, Niflois. That's going to be in the future. Now we know you plant something, you plant it, you have to wait for the rain, and after the rain you have to wait for it to develop, to mature and everything, and it takes months, you know, for the thing to grow. Then you'll be able to put in a seed, and 3 seconds later the tree is up and the fruit is coming out. And it's brought that even clothing will grow on trees. Won't be like today that you'll have cotton and then you have to take the cotton and process it and filter it and all kinds of things. Va'oz yisar hashir anal shushir shel niflois. And then will be activated the song that we mentioned earlier, that special song of miracles. Asher alidei koil hashir hazeh yechol lo yichyach. Whereby when that song, when that music is playing, then you have this coil of kedusha to give teichacha, to give the proper kind of reprimand. Ayin shom heitev besoif hamaimranal. Look at the end of that chapter in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal weaves the two together. He shows that the whole concept of the shir shel osid lavoi is tied into the koil hamoichia choroi, that they're both one and the same. Ki be'emes ein shum teva bo'olam klal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is, there's really no such thing as teva in the world. Rak Hashem Yisporach, Maneg Olamoy Beretzoinoy. Hashem is running the world as he wants. Hashem is not locked in to any standards or any programs. The sun does not have to come up in the morning and set at night. Hashem can make it do any somersaults. Hashem can make it do cartwheels, anything he wants. As the pasuk says, ukemitzbe oved bechel shmayev aro. Mitzbe means like ukiritzoinoi. As Hashem wishes, whatever Hashem wants, he does with his armies in heaven and earth. Rak ikar bechinas hateva, humash Hashem yisporach bores oilam bitchuna kazu ubeseder hazeh, sheyu kol hagalgalim. V'chol tchunois ha-shamayim v'oretz, v'chol tzevoam, v'chol ho'ilamois ha-lion v'techtoinim, kulam yiyu tluyim al ho'odom bal b'chiro sheba'oilam ha-shofol hazeh. It's just that Hashem, the real definition of teva is that Hashem has created the world and designed the world in such a manner that all the heavenly spheres, the stars and the moon and the sun, all the heavenly spheres and everything in heaven and earth and in all the different worlds are all dependent on the human beings who have Bechira, that are found in this lowly world, in this physical world, in this Olam HaShofel. L'sakein oy l'kalkil chas v'shom. We have the ability to fix, to correct, or we have the ability to mess up. All of these things. Sheka shirhod mesakin maisov umesagel mitzvoy sumaisim toivim. So that when a Jew is doing the right things and he's zoicha to amass, to produce mitzvoy sumaisim toivim, azai humevi heoro gedoilo v'tikun godoil bechol hoilamois. That Jew brings a major light and a major rectification in all the worlds, and to the sun, and to the moon, and to the stars, to everything. Ulehefech, and the opposite, al yidei maisim roim chas v'shalom, if a Jew chas v'shalom commits sins, does bad things, hu mekalkel upoigein bekol hoilamois, he messes up, and he spoils all the worlds. V'zehu nikra b'chinas hanhoga hativius. That's called Hashem conducting the world al pi teva. That's called nature. Ki b'teva zu bora Hashem yizborach es kol habriya kula meirosh atzoif. It's in with this nature that Hashem has created, has made the entire creation from beginning to end. Sheyia hakoil misnaig al yedei hatoyra hakdoisho hamesura biodeinu. So that everything in creation should be managed through the Torah, which is given over into our hands, into the hands of the Jewish people. And when a Jew deviates from the path of the Torah, chas v'shalom, he goes off the derech, pegam v'kilkul b'chol ho'ilomois chas v'shalom. This causes a defect and a mess, a messing up in all the worlds, chas v'shalom. Aval tshuva kodmo lo'ilom. However, the Torah tells us that tshuva preceded the creation of the world. Ki tshuva hi bechinas lemala mikol ha'olamos, because tshuva is above all the worlds. Asher bebechinas tshuva shehu bechinas alma da'osi ein shum pegam shel shum avero magiashum. So that when we're talking about tshuva, which is associated with olam haba, tshuva is bina. Tshuva is associated with the sphere of bina. We talk about 50 levels of bina, and we talk about 50 gates of tshuva. Tshuva and bina go together for many, many reasons. When the Torah speaks about a person doing tshuva, it says he's going to listen with his ears, and his eyes are going to see, ulevavo yovin, and his heart will understand, vishov verofala, and he'll do tshuva, and he'll be cured. He'll be healed. There are many psukim that associate tshuva with bina. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us here that tshuva is plugged into bina, which is olam haba, not these yo-yo physical worlds. Tshuva is above all of that. V'alkein and there. So tshuva is an address where the averois don't go up there. Our averois can affect within the first seven spheros. They can affect within these physical worlds. Tshuva is above that. Tshuva is in the penthouse. Tshuva is in a place where the averos don't reach up to there. Chas v'shalom to be poigin. V'shalom nistaknim kol ho'avoinos. And in that place called tshuva, which we said is bina, which we said is Yitzchak Avinu, which we said is Yom Kippur, that's where all sins are corrected. Bebechinas zedoinois nishapchen lezechuyos. To the point where the Gemara says that when a person does a proper tshuva, the worst sins that they did, the sins that they did bemezid, get converted not to zero, they get converted to zechuyos, merits. We reverse the sign. A minus a million becomes a plus a million. A guy who had a negative balance, he owed Hashem a million, suddenly he's got $1 million in the bank. With the right kind of tshuva. Bechinas hamtokas hadin en bisharoshom. This is the concept of being mamtik the din at the shoresh of the din. V'ze bechinas hahanhogo shelo osid. And this is tied into how Hashem is going to conduct the world in the future. She'oz yizbatel hateva legamri. Then the teva is going to disappear, is going to be eliminated completely. V'oz yisnaig ho'ilam ha'idei bechinas niflois, lamal mi'ateva. Then the world is going to be conducted with miracles, which are above teva. The word niflois is nun plois. 50 wonders. This is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. Again, Niflois is that 50th level. That's Bina. That's Shara Chamishim. Hainu she'oz lo'osid she'azayye kuloi Shabbos, kuloi tshuva, v'oz yu kol ho'avoinois nischapen lezchuyos. Then, when after Mashiach comes, when it's going to be yoim she'kuloi Shabbos, yoim she'kuloi tshuva, all the sins will be converted to merits. I'm sorry, I said that already, yeah. Ki al pi ha'teva hu shohaveira chas v'shalom poigemes b'chol olamos kanal. Because based on teva, within the physical realm, person does an aveira, it messes up everything within the framework of teva. Because again, ha'teva is b'gematria elokim, midas hadin, gvura, the tzimtzum. ki ze bechinas teva. But in the future, bi'alma da'osi, when we're going to go out of this teva, we're going to go above teva, into olam haba, azay lo yeh shum pegam mishum aveira sheboilam. Then and over there, there will not be any effects of any sin, of any defect. Because all the defects, all the stains of all the sins will be converted to mitzvahs, to merits. This is the concept of miracles, wonders, which is the opposite of teva. We said hateva is elikim tzimtzum, niflois is nun plois, the 50 wonders, it's bina. Pele is also keser, pele is aleph, which is keser. Talking about a place of kulay chesed, where it's all white. There is no red, there is no dim.
Vaza yisar hashiranal, and then will be activated that song, that special song, shehushir shel niflois, the song of wonders.
Like we say in Tehillim, shiru l'Hashem shir chodosh, ki niflois oso.
Shaydei koil hashir hazeh, kol hamaisim roim, malim reach toiv.
Through that song, all the person's averois, misdeeds, generate a good smell.
Bebechinas nir di nosan reichoi. The avera gives forth a good aroma.
V'alkein motzinu shalidei shiro hu slichas avoinois. And this is why we find in the Torah that song brings about forgiveness for sins.
K'mo yishom rabbi senazal b'shiras dvoira. As the Gemara says about the shira of dvoira hanaviya, shalidei hashira nislichu avoinoiseyem.
That through the song their sins were forgiven.
Ki kol hashirois, afilu hashirois shelachshov, nimshochim mishir shelosid.
Because all songs, even the songs of today, draw from those that song of the future.
V'alkein aide hashira nislochin ho avoinois.
And this is why through song sins are forgiven.
The asora mine negina, the tikkun hakloli, the saying of Tehillim.
What is it? It's song.
And these asor menegina, the tikkun hakloli, has the power to forgive sins.
Bebechinas zedoinois nesapan leschuyois, sheyel osid, kesheyeser hashir hazeh, shu shir shel neflois, shemisho mekablim kol hashirois kanal.
We know that it's brought that the word shira, shin yod reish hei, is bigematria tefila.
Again, it goes together. Shira is a form of tefila that helps to atone for sins, to forgive for sins.
The Pasuk says, Kchu imochim dvorim v'shuvu el Hashem.
Hashem says, bring with you words and return to Hashem.
The Gemara says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein ani mevakish mikem elo dvorim.
All I ask is talk to me. Which words?
These words, the shira, the tehillim, the tefillah, the asara mina negina.